Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Kuf Mem. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Sadi Aleph, Amud Aleph, 8 lines before the second Mishnah, Kini Masnifim. Kini Masnifim Mefardin Ritzav Mesanina Shechalo. Amisha permits separating the yolk and white of an egg in a mustard strainer. Pushil Chaldon, Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Leva, Ma'ich B'Yad Rabbi Leva Kli. A clump of mustard. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Leva, says that he crushes it by hand, but not with a kli. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, Ma'ich B'Yad 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 B'Kli. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, says that he may crush it by hand or with a kli. Amal Rabbi Yochanan B'Haloi, Shisei B'Chol Yoim, Ein Oisin Oisar Kein. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yossi, well, why do you forbid with a kli? Because it's how people do during the week. People do so. People don't do so all the time. Sometimes they do by hand. Therefore, either way is permitted. M'chizki Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, M'ma'ich B'Miyad M'kli. M'chizki, quoting Rabbi Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that one may crush it by hand or with a kli. V'Oisin Yinumelim B'Shabbos, the Mishnah said one may make Yinumelim B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yosa B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yain or Drash Yipelpelin. Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said this is a drink composed of wine, honey, and peppers. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, in Shorin Esachiltis, Reposhrin, Aval Noisna, Lasech HaChaymetz. Mishnah says on Shabbos, we may not soak chiltis, which is a plant whose leaves are used for spice. It's soaked and used for medicinal purposes. We may not soak it in lukewarm water, but we may put it in vinegar. In Shorin Esachashinim, Veloshafin Noisan, Aval Noisna, Lasech HaKa'ora, or Lasech HaKalkala. We don't soak vetch, which is usually used for animal food, to remove the Pasolis, the reject materials, nor do we rub it, but we may put it in a sieve or basket. In Kovin Esateven, Bechavora, Lo Yitnena, Mimokem Gavoya, Beshoi Chiyoda Moitz, Ron Nota, Bechavora, Nonathan Osech, Ha'obos. We don't sift straw in a sieve, nor do we put it in a high place in order that the chaff will fall. However, one may take it in a sieve to put it in the feeding trough. And the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Mana. Kini masnisa, aval noisna lefonav l'seich achoymetz." Rabbi Mana said that our Mishnah means that when we put it in front of him, what he wants to eat now, meaning into vinegar. Rabbuna, ama leshana elavoshin ha basenin vota. Rabbuna said that it's forbidden to soak chiltes only in lukewarm water, but it's permitted in cold water. Rabbi Yechon b'shem Rabbi Yanai, afilu basenin asa. Rabbi Yechon quoting Rabbi Yanai said, even in cold water is forbidden. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan v'alei loshonu ela b'peshim ela al chinam yiganu. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yanai, does the Mishnah not say that it's forbidden only in lukewarm water? Was lukewarm taught for nothing? Rabbi Huna amar mei chiltes muta lishtoisem b'Shabbos. Rabbi Huna said that one may drink mei chiltes, which is water in which it was soaked, on Shabbos. Shmuel amar chiltes ad sma ma'achal b'yim hu. Shmuel says chiltes itself, healthy people eat it. Rav Huna said that one who eats the weight of a zuz, which is about 4 grams of it, he becomes dangerously sick and his skin comes off due to inflammation. The Abba ate the weight of a zuz of it and immediately entered the river to cool off. In Shorin Esachashinim, the Mishnah said we do not soak vetch. Mishum Boyer is due to the Malacha of Boyer because it removes the Pasolis, the reject material. The Ein Shafin Oisan, the Mishnah says we do not rub it. Mishum Dash, the Gemara explains this is due to Dash, which is winnowing because the shell comes off. In Kovin Esateven, Bekvar, Vlidnen, Mokam Gavoya, Bishol Shiyerid, Hamreitz. Mishnah says we don't sift straw in a sieve, nor do we put it in a high place in order that the chaff will fall. Mishum, okay, then this is, the Gemara says this is due to sifting. We come now to the next Mishnah, which is Halacha Dalad. Golfin melifnei ha-petem, mesalkan estadim melifnei ha-rei divrei rebi doises, I should say. Doises says when we sweep in front of a petem, which is an animal being fattened, and remove extra food to the side due to rei, which I will explain. Nechachomim oisim, nechachomim forbid it. Noitlin melifnei behemazu, noitlin melifnei behemazu b'Shabbos. Or may take food from in front of one animal and put it in front of another on Shabbos. The Gemara says, mipnei ma, Shehapetem muter ari oichel. The Gemara says Rabbi Yosef permits because what a petem leaves over, a regular grazing animal eats, so it's for a need. The Chum decreed to forbid even a kli left on sweep on the ground and even out the pits. By da milsa mo litol lifnei behemuzu litin lifnei behemuzu. The Gemara asks, may one take food from in front of this animal and put it in front of that animal? V'lam masnisen hi noitlin lifnei behemuzu noitlin lifnei behemuzu b'shabbos. The Gemara asks that, what does our mission not teach us? One may take, it says, one may take from in front of one animal and put it in front of another animal on Shabbos. Masnisen min b'minoi tzvichele b'she'ena minoi. The Gemara says, no, our Mishnah permits putting in front of another animal of the same species. We're asking that putting in front of an animal of a different species. Tani noitel adam lifnei achamor v'noisen lifi power v'nifnei behema shapir ro v'noisen lifnei behema shapir yafer. We answer from a baisa, when we take from in front of a donkey, which does not drool into its food, and put it in front of a cow, which does drool, and not vice versa. When we take food from in front of an animal with a bad mouth, which is a donkey is not picky about his food, and put it in front, and put it next to one with a good mouth, which, I mean, such like a cow, which is picky. In fact, we see that one may take from one animal and put it in front of a different species of animal on Shabbos.